Welcome back, episode 16 or something like that of Do Less Guest Podcast.
Thank every you. Thursday.
Every Thursday with Jake and Trey. Thank you guys again for sticking around, listening. Hope you're enjoying the bonus podcast.
Yeah. We're doing a little ASMR today.
Oh, that was gross. I'll promise never do that again. Just but a nice spin drift in the afternoon.
Certain people, though, that like makes the hair on the back of their neck raise up, though, apparently. Well, I don't know if it's like slurping out of the
hand.
They
hate it or enjoy it?
They enjoy it. Oh. I think ASMR is just like a chemical like response to things.
Okay. If you don't know what ASMR is, it's this weird genre of video where people, they get like a high quality microphone and just put it in and they just put it up in the mic and do stuff like this. Oh, that one's actually really pleasant. I was about to say, talk about how much I hate it. Do the fake plant again.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Fake Plant ASMR. That's not bad.
That one's nice, actually. I was about to talk about my hatred of it. Do you hate it, like it, or neutral?
I used to hate it because I was scared of it. Mm. You know, like most prejudices and biases.
Yeah, or the opposite sex.
Yes, or women until I was 24. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scary. But then you fall in love with one, and then they're scary again.
Yes, it's very cyclical.
I'm scared of her.
So I'm still, from what I know about ASMR, it's just like certain people have like a response to it, and I don't. So I'm this isn't for me.
Yeah, or the videos where they're like eating massive king crab or something.
Yeah.
It's repulsive, dude.
The mukbangs, I think is what they're called.
Ew. Yeah.
You go on YouTube right now. There are 1,000 videos of an Asian woman eating an octopus. That exists.
It's gross, but having a nice little sparkling water today. Very nice. I don't know if you've seen, Jake. I have a year's worth of seltzers now.
It looks like you've stocked up for a weird apocalypse where the zombies are allergic to seltzer.
Yeah. No, I'm good. You know, vampires and garlic is to zombies and seltzer. I'm fine.
Yeah, and carbonated.
It's because we did our seltzer review video. That was a shockingly effective video. People really enjoyed
popular video.
And I then had 6 to 8 companies hit me up like, we see you like seltzers. Let us send you some. And I literally you could say, hey, we want to send you a free case Mint. Of COVID. If it's free, I'd love to try it.
Yeah, if I don't have to do much.
Free pizza has probably brought so many people to FCA or things like that.
Yeah, it's great.
The pizza's free, though. Well,
people love free stuff. They can't help it.
But it is fun to see what companies send me one. Like, one company sent me 12 cans. Nice, I get to try it. One company just sent me, I haven't gone all the way through it, but like some merch, like a couple glasses to drink out of. Six pack of this flavor,
that's
kombucha,
sweet.
Hearts, like respect, right? And that's it's strange to me when, because clearly these companies are trying to kind of say you should try ours, and we hope you love it so much you'll like post and tag us. Mm-hmm. If you send me $11 worth of your product, I'm probably like, well, thanks. I'll like share a couple with friends, but you know, this company just sent me a whole shebang, a couple $100 worth.
That goes
that's a nice
way.
Gesture,
yeah.
And I'll never forget when a coffee company, like, oh, we hear you're a coffee drinker. Ours is the best. Let us send it to you. Nine boxes the size of this sign arrived. No exaggeration. And it took an hour to unbox it all and put it away. The whole garage fridge was filled with coffee creamer, flavored coffees. It's all of this stuff. So I immediately was just like, you know, y'all shout out this, you know.
That's the way to do it, though. You say you're going to hook someone up. Hook them up. Yeah.
So, but half of the product was like, you know, creamers or dairy-based or like almond milks or something. Mm. And I mean, it was probably a year's worth and it expired like 2 months. So everyone would come over and was like, please grab a thing of vanilla almond milk before you leave.
Grab several things. Grab one for the road, one for when you get home.
It's probably my favorite part of being in this position is I'm sure you've noticed this. Every week you show up, like, here's a random thing you got sent.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites and the newest. I was on my way to this lake weekend with friends on a Friday. Madden 21 comes out next week. Or nice. Comes out tomorrow.
Okay.
when you're listening to this, do less guests. And I can't wait for this game. And I got my EA Sports plug.
Really? See,
it every year they give it to me, obviously with kind of like, here's the tag. But I was like, I'm never going to ask because that's stingy. But I got the text.
Sweet.
And I was just like, yes. So I downloaded it.
You have a, oh, already? You like pre-downloaded?
Well, by this Thursday, I have.
Oh.
But while we're recording this.
No. Yeah, I've downloaded it.
What'd you do this weekend, though?
Yeah, I was just going to ask. I went to a wedding shower, which in the middle of the shower, I was like, why does this feel like I've never been to one of these before? This feels like something I should have been to. And then I thought about it more, and I was like, I think because it's not supposed to be co-ed. Like, I think I went to a bridal shower.
Yeah. Well, were you the only guy there?
No. There were other guys there.
How funny is that? That's how I felt at a yoga class. Am I allowed to be here? There's 49 girls here and me.
Am I in a women's bathroom? Where am I?
Yeah.
Genuinely though, like wedding showers.
I mean, wedding shower
with Katie.
No, praise the Lord. Thanks, COVID. But yeah, wedding showers and women's bathroom, I'm sure they're very similar. It's just all women hanging out. Just opening stuff up, one's presence, one's their life. Bodies.
Mm, yeah.
To the toilet, but
it was.
No, I don't. So we did like a COVID shower. I think, well, showers, they like open gifts in front of people. I think couple showers tend to just be, which couple showers I think is also a term for just we'll invite anybody. You don't have to be in a couple to be there. But
thank goodness.
My understanding is like, was that a couple shower? It was 70 couples and I was chilling. And I think during the couple showers, they usually don't open gifts because it's kind of more of a party. But you're saying you were there hanging out and all of a sudden, whoa, we're looking at pots and pans and you were confused.
That is exactly what happened. Two hours of fun, co-ed couples, take some pics, yada, yada. And then I didn't have anything else going on the rest of the night, so I wasn't in a hurry to leave. And next thing I know, we're in the living room opening gifts with only a few other couples and like both sets of their parents. I'm like, I don't think I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah. Do you want me just to, huge buzzkill to the night, I'm sure.
It was fine. It was more,
you were probably getting warmed up. You're like, okay, I'm working the room. I'm saying hey to him, hey to her. Like everyone gather around. We're going to thank our Aunt Susie for the Dutch oven.
It was oddly annoying to me. And like, this is something that I have an issue with. I need to get better at this. But I was just like, hey, I just never been to one. I was surprised with how, I don't even know the word, just like cheesy and dorky it was. Of just like, they open a gift and it's
everyone's line
towels. And they say, oh my gosh, we need these. And then like the father of the bride's like, can never have enough of those. And then the bride says, oh, we can never have enough of these. And like one of her friends is like, yeah, we have someone, we are always running out. That's I'm just sitting there. It's like, what the bleep are we talking about? This is so frustrating.
You future husband, I'm sure you're excited about those, huh? Right? Yeah. You know, I was dying for these. It's the same.
I don't know.
It's a simulation.
Maybe something's not wrong with me, but I could not. I was just like, why? We're all adults. We're talking like robots or like we're strangers.
It blows my mind. I feel like you, because we're like the funny guys. So it's like, oh, of course they say something. But I'm like, I'm not even trying to be funny. Can we just pause for a second? Why are we doing this?
Can we acknowledge what this conversation
is? I'm not trying to make you laugh. We listed these online and you just clicked by and then wrapped it. I already know what it is.
Yeah.
That's what so much gift giving has devolved to, like Christmas. Trey, would you Amazon what you want to my house and I'll wrap it and then give, like, okay, just thank you for buying this for me. Can we just do that? Why am I going to unwrap this? And I'm not going to fake. My mom's like, that's just what we do. Or that's just what you do for the shower. So I didn't fake it. We did a COVID shower where there's supposed to be a whole thing, but it was kind of like people were uncomfortable. So we just, Kate and I opened the presents just with like my parents.
Yeah.
And just kind of see what it was and take notes so we can like thank people, write thank you notes. But yeah, I was just kind of like, all right, there's more placemats. We
asked for those.
We asked for those and we saw someone bought them. So let's move on to the next thing.
It was crazy. Maybe it's just because it was my first one. I was just so shocked at how cookie cutter and unoriginal it was. And
just wait till you go through it all. It is outrageous. The sequence of events we in this culture have to go through to get married. It's just like, what?
That's going to be a very annoying time in my life. Yeah. I'm going to get frustrated by everything.
It's It's really bizarre. And I'm very lucky that Katie is, because it depends, right? Like a lot of dudes marry girls who, and they're no, like, it's not better or worse, but some girls are like really into it and they want to do it. And there's definitely some aspects that Katie's very into and it drove me nuts. But then others where she's like, yeah, we don't have to like do it that way.
Yes.
So like those were helpful. But yeah, I'm sure every guy is like doing things where he's sitting there like, why is this happening?
And the girl says, because that's what how you
that's
do
just
it.
What?
It's like, that's not a good enough reason.
that reminds me of, are you familiar with shelf paper? So like in a kitchen or something, you might notice there's like, you lay that paper down.
I've seen like some, it's not necessarily paper, but like, so your plates stay put. What is that called? Like a grip, almost like grip tape.
Well, I guess that has a
it serves like a practical purpose. It
serves a purpose, but the shelf paper, it makes
just decorative.
It either sits on the painted wood or it sits on the paper stuck to the wood. Like just, and so we were moving my sister new apartment and my dad and I are lifting these heavy things and we're boxing, we're putting together this, you know, Target shelf and just, and 2 hours go by and all my mom and sister are doing are measuring and cutting out paper and just laying it ASMR, just laying it down and make no air bubbles. I'm like, what have you guys been doing for 2 hours? Laying the shelf paper. Why? And the only reason my mom could come up with, it's just nice to have. And I convinced them to stop doing it. I was like, hey, no, actually describe to me the benefit of doing this for 6 hours, please. And my mom, she just like started laughing because she realized, why am I doing this?
Because it's just so the plates don't have to sit on wood. Now they get to sit on thin paper.
Just clean the wood. That takes 10% of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That very is interesting. Strange. Paper in general. Hot take, worthless. Just paper, in general.
Paperless. I cannot, I feel like I have to know somebody or I don't, I feel like I've clicked paperless on every bill I've ever signed for and I still get it.
That's how I feel when I go to a website and it asks me to log in, but then right under it, it says, remember me on this computer. If that's an option, I've never not clicked remember me. Mm-hmm. So why am I still having to type in my password? Because I know I've clicked that every time.
Yeah.
That's frustrating. And yeah, they're like paperless. I know I've clicked that every time. Why am I still getting bills? Geico. Jeez.
I just got a new like homeowner's insurance policy and they've honest to God, Farmers has sent me 21 separate pieces of mail. I'm not exaggerating. Like what could this one contain? Stop. I don't even know what any of this means. I'm not totally sure I'm insured. I'm trying.
You send me an envelope that says yes or no.
Yeah.
Make it simple.
That's what I love. Can I just talk to someone and say, am I insured? Yes or no. That's all I want to happen.
You know what else paper, what other paper is worthless is when some, which maybe you did this, but like, you know, you have like a bougie couple, they send out their wedding invitation and there's just like a blank, just like loose leaf thing of paper in the wedding invite. You ever seen those?
Yes.
It's just like an extra piece
for
of paper.
For no reason.
I don't know, what is that for? Just to show that you're fancy?
That's true. Just throw another piece in
just
there.
Just throw one in there. Come on. It'll be an extra 13 cents. It'll add up.
Yeah, I really don't like the wedding invites that, there's some I've opened that I think truly have had like six different pieces of paper in it.
Oh, they're
like
thick.
The invite, the random bonus one.
Bonus paper.
The like details on a different party that weekend. Mm. The envelope for the RSVP, the RSVP. And I don't even, there's no instructions. Like I've done it wrong several times where I'll like RSVP. I think I just write like yes or something.
I'm good.
And then we arrive and they're like, well,
we don't have a table.
We don't have a table for your plus one because like you didn't say you're having plus one. But I was like, it said plus one, like, but you didn't write in like
you have to write
it two. I was like, okay, whatever.
That yeah, I do appreciate the wax seal though, even though that's kind of extra. I'm like, this is cool though. I feel like a Catholic priest,
right? You kind of feel like you're getting a creed from a ruler or something.
Yeah, yeah. Like someone rode in on a horse to give me this many miles.
Here's
the decree.
Yes, that's kind of fun.
I like the wax seal.
Yeah, I got one that was just on like a hard piece of plexiglass.
Interesting.
Yeah, was okay. A little up the game a little.
Yeah, good so, for them though. No paper. Yeah,
I'm gonna. I wish someone. If I just was like a billionaire, I would just to stun everyone and to annoy people, have yours be, make it like a $300 invite to everyone that like you have to crack a code and then you get like a bird that's comes back with a different message.
That would be cool. Some sort of like labyrinth maze type thing you have to do with your hands. That'd be sweet.
or you hire a man in the area for each invitee to knock on the door and say, please hear the decree.
He opens the scroll. Yeah.
Someone should start that service. A wedding inviter. If you probably invite a lot of people in a small area.
Yeah.
This guy just spends a weekend knocking about 100 doors saying, Mr. and Mrs.
He legitimately comes on a horse. Yes. He like sounds a trumpet. Like, oh, that's probably the Nicholsons.
Yes. We request your presence on the eve of the 23rd of August.
I mean, that's how they're written. Wear
your mask. That is how they're read.
I can't read this.
I can't even read this. Okay.
Like the adjective seems in the wrong place. Yeah. I can't like figure out the sentence structure.
I know who Jake and Meg are. Who is Jacoby Henderson the fourth and
Margaret.
Margaret. I've never met these people.
I don't know who you are. And or like the wedding invites where the parents' names are like the biggest ones. And it's like John David Roberts. And Megan, you know,
are proud to announce,
are proud to invite you to the wedding of their, you know, son and daughter in like, the bottom. Wait, like, wait, whoa, wait. Who is this for?
I mean, my legal name is different than Trey, and so is Katie's. So, if you didn't know us pretty well, I'm sure you're kind of like, I'm not sure who this
Thomas
people are.
I know a Thomas.
Oh yeah, it's written in a cursive that is almost illegible.
Yeah, it would be way more normal to just have a man on a horse and a trumpet coming.
Yeah.
Empty out a scroll for you.
Dang, I should have thought that. You could definitely find some 16-year-old to do that and say, hey, man, I'll give you $300 if you just spend a week going to every door.
And just inviting people.
Announcement!
And you know he'd screw it up a couple times. Mm-hmm. And there's no way of proving it. So he'd go to some wrong houses.
Yeah.
And some other random people have been
invited.
That'd
be fine. I think it's worth that.
That's something that's funny that I just remember that. When I first moved to this new place, we were still getting other people's mail. And I got to save the date and a wedding invite. It's coming up. It's October 3rd. So I might go to it.
Like I think you fully should.
Yeah. Save the date and
that'd be a great
wedding
that'd
invite.
Be great podcast material. Please go.
You
are ordered to go.
And I'm going
to
for this.
For work.
Business trip.
You can swipe the business card. Buy a suit.
Yeah. I'll bring the invitation back. Look, if I'm not supposed to be here, then explain this.
That's what I've thought about that because I'm moving in like a month and a half. Very excited.
Yeah.
But I'm on a few like influencer mailing lists that I don't even know who to contact to get off of.
Like
Quest Nutrition Bars.
Oh, they just.
About once every 3 or 4 months, I just get a box that's like influencer kit. Try our new flavor. And it's just like 8 bars of lemon pound cake. Or something.
What an interesting problem to have.
Yeah. So this next couple, hope you like Quest bars because I don't know who or how I got on that list, but I don't know how to get off.
Like, I'm not putting a forward in for the Quest bars. You keep them here.
You guys enjoy that.
Hope you like lemon pound.
A few of those. I need to talk to. They'll probably get an Old Spice kit or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be fun. A TikTok candle.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll get some TikTok stuff. So hope they enjoy that.
Back to the +1 screw up. That reminded me, my buddy Brad did the same exact thing. He accidentally RSVP'd for a wedding incorrectly. Mm-hmm. He has a wife, has had a wife for a long time, didn't like think or somehow did something wrong, didn't sign her up as a +1. So there was no seat at the table for her to sit there. And the table we were at, do you know who Jenny Allen is? Like this pretty famous like Christian author, blogger.
Girl wash your face?
Whatever.
No, that's Jenny Hollis. Jenny Allen. That sounds familiar. I don't know.
Anyway, just like a big deal. And like Brad's wife had like done her Bible studies, like adored this woman, like really adored her.
Well, wow.
And because Brad screwed up the wedding thing, then like we didn't get to sit at their table. So it was me, Brad, Catherine, and the wedding photographer just at a table of four, like this huge round table. We're just the extras just sitting over there. And she's just looking over at like her role model sitting over there with like 2 empty seats. Could have been us.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Was she pissed? So mad at Brad?
Not really. No. I think she was more just like, how did you screw this up?
Yeah.
How could you not RSVP both of us?
We're just worried.
Yeah.
How you can't even do this?
What else? Maybe I should look over your text before you're sending them. Yeah. Have control of your email.
It is confusing. I know. And were people wearing masks at your little accidental shower?
No.
No.
I asked about that because on the original invitation envelope, it said, wear a mask, please. Smiley face.
Right.
Like written in pen. And so it seemed like kind of an afterthought.
Yeah.
And so
maybe we should say that just for legal reasons. Well, we told him to.
Yeah. So I had a friend go there early. I was like, how are we doing on the mask thing? He's like, no, not a mask in sight.
It's wild. So we went to good old Branson.
Yeah. How was Branson?
That what's fascinating. We talked about this because I work, you know, like my manager, my agents, they're all New York, LA, and of course, people talk about this and that and politics and like, oh, Trump has no way of winning. And I have no idea, and I don't care to talk about it. But it is fascinating when you drive from Kansas City to Branson, you're like, oh, a lot of people do like Trump.
Oh, there's a way.
Yeah. And you just go in a gas station and half the people didn't have a mask on.
Yeah.
Another fourth of them have it only covering their mouth. Yeah. It's like, well, it doesn't even, no one cares down here. But it is, I guess we went into a gas station nearby where a couple of us walked in. This good old boy running, he goes, no masks needed in here. Take them off. So we're like, all right. And we took it off. And he's like, wait a minute. He's this big character. He comes back out with a MAGA hat on that he's taped a Nancy Pelosi face to. And he's like, he's like mocking Pelosi and doing a dance.
It's a
like,
gas station attendant?
Yeah, dude, we're just trying to get a six pack of White Claws, all right?
Peanut M&M's, dude.
And you're just like, wow, this, it's like a whole other world, dude. When you go to a small town like that. I mean, it was funny, respect, believe whatever you want. I just try to eat my White Claws, but.
That is funny. Yeah. That's such a good point of like,
right.
There's a lot of people out there who are probably like, how did Trump win?
I've never met anyone who likes it.
Go to Arkansas.
Yeah, just take a drive out of the city. You're good.
Because that is so
good
true.
Old people, man.
Literally this morning, I got on Facebook and I saw this thumbnail to this, what looked like an article. And I was expecting the article or like the title text to be like, I don't know. Like one of those titles that's like, these people, you know, aren't social distancing, or can you believe that this is happening? Because it was just like this horde of boats and flags and people everywhere with like Trump flags.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It wasn't an article. It was like an event invitation. Just one of my high school friends just like, hey, Stockton Lake, we're doing a Trump boat rally. Gather your flags, your friends. I was like, wow, these are the people doing this.
Yeah, late times.
The people I went to high school with.
The lake is so fun.
They're just like, yeah, gathering as many boats and Trump flags as they can. I was like, well,
it's
you got something you're passionate about.
It's a mess. I was very proud of our politics video because I got a lot of comments saying, like, how do you manage to do this without telling us what side he's on?
Yeah, that was cool. Who knows?
Gotcha. Who knows?
Who knows?
But truly, I don't care, which is probably not good either. But no, we're all, everyone hates everyone. It's fine. Anyways, triple trade triple. We're doing our top three nostalgic things. No, I messed that up. We talked about this. I messed up our top three. We'll table that. Our top three favorite Will Smith movies.
Got it.
Cause he's made a lot. Do you got one ready?
The first one that I can think of, which hasn't really stood the test of time. I don't know if this is allowed yet, but I really enjoyed the new Aladdin.
I've not seen it.
Robin Williams had some big shoes left to fill, and Will Smith did a really good job. He sang a little bit in there.
Uh-huh. Hop on my carpet. That's not a good impression at all.
And I think Aladdin. There you go.
Hey, I can't do it. I met Will Smith.
Yeah, worthy attempt.
Did you know that?
Yeah, how was it?
Big and that blue. Was interesting. It was his big Facebook watch show, Will Smith Bucket List or something. Where he, each episode, just like skydived and stuff.
Did stuff with buckets.
Yeah. All right. We got a list here. Home Depot. I'm trying to find 10 different buckets. And it's a fine show. I watched a couple episodes, but they're doing a big push to promote it. And Facebook, I was very honored for this. Facebook reached out to maybe 20 big Facebook creators.
Wow.
Well, actually, that's not true. Some of them have big followings on other platforms and not on Facebook,
like,
which I guess makes sense, trying to get those people to push from other platforms to Facebook. But it was great. That was one of those weird deals where I thought they were just asking a favor from me, and I was like, well, you're Facebook and you have the power to like ruin my whole life or make it better. So I'll just do whatever you want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And like 3 days before, like, okay, here's like the contract, we look over, and they were paying me. I was like,
oh.
This was weird. And I talked to someone else there, and like, he's like, dude, did you realize we're getting paid for this? I was like, maybe yesterday. He's like, same. I was just coming for free. So thanks, Facebook. But it was one of those where I feel like a lot of people do this with creators. They're like, we're going to try to create this great atmosphere where they can make fun content. And it's like, we went to indoor skydiving and we like drove Porsches at a track.
Oh, that's like, sweet.
Have you seen my content? I just,
yeah, it doesn't work for your stuff.
I would just be like, tool bag car drivers be like, and I'd like mock the whole thing, like,
yeah, and ask everyone to just like be quiet and not get in the shot for 45 minutes.
Yeah. But all in all, I, and it was unclear because I spent hours because they just had a crew there capturing footage all day. Like, you can just use the footage we capture.
Nice.
And, but it was, that was unclear. They made it sound to me that they were going to capture all this content and edit a
something
piece that I would just post.
Cool.
They're like, here's the Dropbox. And it was like just hours of raw files. Like, what? So I dug through it trying to find clips of me, and I put together like what I thought was a decent edit of kind of the day.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw other people straight up just posting like a selfie of them at the racetrack. I was like, what, does it matter what I post? And they're like, oh yeah, we just need to post two pieces. Like, you can just kind of be whatever. Like, all right. So the next one I just posted like a blurry selfie of me and Will Smith.
Nice.
That got way more likes than the vlog I spent 10 hours on. But
is Will Smith the biggest celebrity you've met in person?
Yeah. I mean, he's got to be, he's probably a top 10 or 20 or regardless, right? Like, who's more famous than Will Smith? Not a lot.
Maybe, yeah. I bet, right? He's like 11th on the list.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's pretty up there.
So he was nice, but of course, I mean, it was just a small gathering of like us 20 creators and our plus ones, and like him and Jada were there.
Cool.
Pre-entanglement.
Yeah, P.E.
And the young boy was there, Jaden.
Yes, the young boy.
But the whip your hair girl was not there.
Willow.
And Martin Lawrence was there.
Oh, funny guy.
I didn't recognize him because he's gained weight, but I saw he was, people had gotten posts with him later. And yeah, so that was kind of random. And, you know, I just met him briefly. Of course, everyone was trying to like I saw a couple of guys post after, had a 30-minute conversation about career with Will Smith. It's like, okay, you're a vlogger, right? Take it easy. So I was just like, hey, what's up, Will? Can I get a photo? He's like, sure, man. Nice to meet you. I can't do an impression. And Katie took it. Of course, it was blurry, and I got mad at her about that, but it was fine.
Yeah,
and
you don't get a lot of chances to take pictures of Will Smith.
And that was kind of that, but yeah, definitely the by far the most famous. I haven't really met that many famous people. People ask me that. I don't know. I mean,
I think
really...
you're doing all right for the average person.
Yeah, I guess so. I've met a few big ones. Not crazy. I got Odell Beckham Jr. This was random. Shout out EA Sports. This was the thing I did at the Super Bowl. And this guy was like, hey, Odell's over there. You want to meet him? And typically I almost, like, I'll never go out of my way and do that. I'm like, these guys get approached all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. And I was like, sure. And I just walked up, and it was kind of cool because he, I think the dude I was with, like, tried to explain, like, you know, Trey, maybe you've seen his videos. And the dude, he recognized some of my videos.
Oh, great. That makes it easy.
So Odell, he was like, come in here, man. But it was in the club, and he was not of sound mind. And he's like, you want a drink, man? And I just thought it would be hilarious to say Odell Beckham poured me a drink.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah. And he poured me Hennessy mixed with Red Bull.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a thing, but it did not taste like it is on a menu. I was just like, and... we still use this quote in my friend group to this day because that was so funny. We were just chatting. I was trying to just have a normal conversation with him. I was like, well, what are you up to this weekend? You know, what's up? And his response to that was, I mean, what about you? What's the wave?
What's the wave?
So to this day, I'll ask my boys if just as like, what's going on this weekend? What's the wave? Oh, what's the wave? And to be asked, what's the wave from such a cool guy when my wave was simply returning to my Hampton Inn. Felt really cool and equally as devastating because I didn't have a cool answer for OBJ. I'm like,
and
probably gonna get Uber back to my hotel and FaceTime my girlfriend. And I don't know if I'm crazy. I might pop open a drink in the mini bar. What about you, Odell? Oh man, I'm gonna go to this club and this club where I have VIP access at both, and then I'm gonna hang out with Cardi B. I don't know what they do.
That's great. Just like, the wave? Continental breakfast, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Yeah. I'm not sure what time it closes.
Yeah. I don't know. My economy flight, to save money, I did the 6 a.m. one, so I'm getting pretty sleepy. So I'm probably going to...
Early wave for me.
Yeah. Machine Gun Kelly's doing a great job, isn't he? Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm going to... We're actually chilling backstage after you want to come. There'll be tons of bad honeys back there. Oh, no. No, I'm planning my engagement right now. I think we're going to do it in Portland.
Yeah, that's a sick wave, dude.
It's just not. I love when I'll have some dudes, like we do the golf video, and Justin Thomas is one of the biggest golfers right now. And
golfer.
He found out he follows and liked the stuff, which is cool.
Cool.
And my boy's like, dude, or just when people like that follow me, people think I should like befriend them. I'm like, what?
You got to DM them, man.
What? First of all, I really don't. I have friends. I don't. What am I going to just as good at golf? I want to be his buddy. And two, it's like, I just don't. Like, my idea of a good time is like grabbing a nice IPA and playing a video game that this guy stars in. Like, he's living a different life.
We're on different levels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you for not having the mindset that a lot of other people would. I mean, it makes sense if it's like you have been a fan of him a long time. Maybe you know where he's based out of.
Right.
And you can like create something to where like, if you're ever in his town, y'all can grab a beer or something, but that's
I've,
it.
I've tried, especially with comedians, because like, there's value in connecting with those people doing the same thing and learning from them. But I've tried a little bit. I'll DM one or two guys and just kind of be like, hey, big fan. Hey, man. Thanks. You too. All right. Bye.
What's the way? And forget
it. Yeah. I'm just not good at, part of that's being cynical about things, but like Travis Kelce sent me a DM, which was actually, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Sweet.
But what am I going to do? Yo, Travis, want to kick it sometime? I was just like, hey, big fan of you too. And that was it. I mean, yeah. What am I?
You want to kick it sometime?
Wanna come over for breakfast?
I mean, I know you don't kick. Like, I'm a huge fan. Like, I know you're
I know.
Tied in, but like,
yeah, I know.
There's a different kicker, but like,
sorry.
We could kick it. Yeah, whatever. You're cool.
I saw you broke up with your girl, man. Just, I'm here for you. When I said him that. Like, what the heck? But I don't know. You might be surprised. I bet those dudes, their social life's tough. Maybe he's like, dude, I need someone right now.
Dude, I need just and come. Then,
he's on the Do Less Guest podcast, and it's crazy. Dude, we tell him, dude, the Do Less Guest podcast has a million listeners. Little does he know.
Yeah.
It's about my mom, and
he doesn't need to know.
Yeah.
Keep it in the dark.
No, we appreciate you guys. A good number.
So, yeah, Aladdin.
That's what
is
we
my
first
about. One. I really enjoyed the most recent Aladdin.
Okay.
And I thought Will Smith did a good job. You?
A few are coming to mind. I want to take my time. I'm going to go with... Man, he's in so many, but I'm blanking on a lot of them. Hitch.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Hitch.
That's a good movie.
That's a great one. One of my favorites is Kevin James. I feel like he's underrated.
Yeah. You do.
What he's doing on YouTube right now is pretty awesome.
I'm unfamiliar.
You need to check it out. He's, I think he's hilarious, and Will Smith's great in that. That's a classic. It's nice.
Hitch is awesome.
It's a great theme. It's the classic, I'm gonna be the cool sexy guy who's helping you get a girl, but it's all about me learning how I need to soften up and learn from the quirky guy.
Eva Mendez is also in that movie.
Yes, big. She was big in the early thousands,
and I was big into her.
Yeah,
still am.
Yeah,
Eva, if you're out there,
DM me back. And then Allegra Cole, she was he was seeking her,
the feisty.
That was a good one. I really liked that one.
Yeah, Hitch
was
great.
The jet ski scene's classic. Didn't really make sense that Will Smith was like this G and then he like fumbled that date. For like, Hitch makes me think Crazy Stupid Love is also great.
Yeah.
It's a similar concept. Basically the same exact movie, but...
But no Will Smith.
No Will Smith.
Steve Carell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Number two for you?
Hitch is great too. Also, just want to say the outro song in Hitch is so good.
Whoa, what is it? I think I know what you're talking about.
It's
How does it go?
How does it go? I can't remember. I can't believe I'm blanking right now. It's so good.
Dig him up, oh, dig.
Because I think they made it for Hitch. Like,
you got to go.
Marry that girl.
No, don't
marry.
Hitch outro song?
Yeah, I think... why can't I remember it? Love is in the title.
I'm going to look this up.
I think like Will Smith made that song for the outro. Check. It's so perfect. Really? This is annoying, like, that I brought up the song and I don't know how it goes. I heard it on a boat two weeks ago and it made me think of it.
It's the outro?
Oh, yeah. Like when they're like at the wedding and they're like dancing.
Wedding, the dance scene?
Yeah.
Dance scene.
Yeah.
Oh. It's going to be an ad first. Okay, we found it.
Okay, this quick, is gonna quick fire ASMR while the ad's playing. Basic principles. There are none. Oh, yeah. Now that we found love, what are we going to do? That song.
Yeah, that is a classic. Man, I have to watch that one again.
Or at least just that scene. It's such a good song.
Just that scene.
Wow. I'm bummed I forgot Woo-wee! About it. But Will Smith.
Hitch.
Okay, my second one is probably going to be Wild Wild West. Remember that movie?
I've not seen that one.
Really?
That's a... Ooh, I need to watch that one.
There's also a good theme song to that. Wild Wild West. It's nice. That's just a sample.
I am familiar with the theme song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wild Wild West.
I think it's a slightly underrated movie.
What's it about?
It's something crazy. So it's based during this period of time known as the Wild West. But in this particular movie, it gets extra wild.
Oh,
and like, so they threw in Wild Wild West.
It's like a collab with the Girls Gone Wild. Remember those late night commercials?
Yeah, like Comedy Central commercials.
Scared you to death as a child.
No one walked in.
How did this? I didn't even touch the remote. I didn't do anything.
Daniel Tosh. This came on afterwards. Those were scary commercials. I didn't totally know what was happening.
He's been in so many movies. I've looked up a list to make it a little easier on us. He, oh, 7 pounds.
Oh, I never watched it because everyone told me how sad it was.
Oh, I love movies like that. I feel like they're so hard to find. My favorite movie is, so I guess these are both like that. Oh, I got my number three ready to go. I feel like 2000s decade Will Smith was just crushing.
Oh, yeah.
In the past 5 to 10 years, it's kind of been like, oh, another Men in Black. And you're also going to do.
He did that Netflix
Suicide
original.
Suicide Squad. He did the weird. He did like the weird flop. Netflix original where his police partner was a gremlin or something.
Sounds awesome.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, like flopped big time.
Yeah. I mean, it sometimes like I saw that and I was like, oh, definitely don't want to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the reviews were like, yeah, don't watch this. I feel like sometimes movies come out like that where I'm like, so many people worked on this. Did no one be like, you know what? Maybe we should.
It's not good.
Yeah. I'm not seeing the vision with this one.
It's amazing that stuff can come out and it still be bad.
I know. But 7 pounds is, those are my favorite movies. They're just, I don't do sci-fi. I don't do fantasy. I like realistic, emotional movies. And 7 pounds is great. That first scene where he's berating a blind man over the phone. So it's kind of funny at first. And then you realize, okay, well, ease up. This guy's, take it easy on the blind guy. He has it hard enough. And then it's all because he's testing to make sure this guy's a good guy. The blind guy does not retaliate. And now he knows. He's one of the people I'm going to donate my organs to when I kill myself.
Oh.
It's a whole movie.
Oh.
Maybe I'll check it out. Maybe he has a terminal illness, something like that. He dies, and the whole movie is him trying to pick out who gets my eyes, who gets my heart, who gets my colon. He goes through a number of colonoscopies with him to know. That's not how that goes, but that's in Wild 7 pounds.
Wild 7 pounds.
So that's my number two.
Cool. One that I'd like to nominate for not in the top three because I rewatched it recently and I was like, oh, this movie's not that great. Hancock. Did you ever see that?
That's the one that kept popping to my head for whatever reason. Yeah, that was kind of a strange one.
It like came out when we were in high school and I saw it in theaters. I remember thinking like, this is not a bad movie. It's kind of a cool, like different superhero movie.
Right.
But then I watched it like a month. This is like more quarantine. So probably like 3 months ago. And I was like, Jason Bateman was cool, but that movie's not that good.
The character he played was kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
Like this worthless tool bag. And you're like, this isn't a likable
with superpowers. Yeah. It wasn't likable enough for me. So my actual number three. There's kind of a funny story that goes along with it, is The Pursuit of Happyness.
Yeah, you stole mine.
Dang.
I mean, that's just an all-time movie.
Yeah.
That is.
There was this terrible ice storm, which is a real thing. It happens in the Midwest sometimes. Ice storm where I grew up when I was in seventh grade. And basically what happens, the temperature in the clouds is warm enough, is above 32 degrees. So water comes down as rain. I'm giving you like a science lesson now. But the temperature on Earth is below 32. So once the rain falls, then it freezes. So it's a terrible combination. So like water freezes on tree branches, you know, like electricity lines and poles. So everything falls over, basically. So we were without power for 14 days. I had to go to school for three of those days. Like we opened up school before I had electricity. It was just like a very quarantine was no problem because I had spent 2 weeks of darkness one winter. Seriously, though, 2 weeks without power. But in the midst of that, The Pursuit of Happiness came out. And I was like, we should go into Springfield and we should watch The Pursuit of Happiness. It's got happiness in the title. Like, it's got to be great. I haven't even seen this movie. I haven't heard about it, but I just need something to do. This is going to be great. And then you go, and that whole movie is just like setback after setback after setback. And then there's like a slight like 45 seconds of happiness at the very end of the movie. Would not recommend watching that when you haven't really seen a light bulb turn on in 2 weeks. Yeah. It was so sad.
It's just devastating.
Oh, it was. It's like, that's, I mean, it's still a good movie.
Yeah. It's like, my only way out is if I'm really good at Rubik's Cubes. Remember that part?
Yeah. It was detrimental to my mental health at the time.
That's hilarious. All right, I'm trying to look up, you stole my number three. So my number three, man, he's been in so many strange ones. None of them have great reviews. I'm just being honest, but I think I'm going to go I Am Legend.
Oh, nice.
That one I did enjoy. He murders the dog by choking him out.
I've seen some memes about that.
Yeah, a hilarious meme. That's one of those. That's a classic a movie moment where, like, it definitely, I didn't enjoy that scene. Like, I was like, this is kind of sad. But I know some dog lovers are like, no, I would just let it turn to a zombie dog and ravage me. But so that didn't invoke the emotions I think the movie was trying to, but it is it's a pretty dope ending where he, you know, he sacrifices himself and then the post safe world is I know, it's just cool. I'd love to live there.
Yeah. Is it true? Are they still doing the sequel to that with the Black Eyed Peas, Will I Am Legend? Are they doing that still?
I heard that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's about how just Fergie's trying to eat everyone.
I was going to say, I think he like has to decide, like, do I choke out Fergie or do I keep going?
Yeah. C-H-O-K-E, you are choking me, please stop. Yep. I saw the trailer, I think.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Yeah.
We don't know when it's going to open, though, because, you know, COVID, but it's going to be good when it comes out.
Yeah, that'll be a great one. Did we both say three?
Will I Am Legend? Yeah, yeah, that's okay. All three.
Yeah, Will Smith, a lot of movies.
Sorry, Men in Black. Sorry, I, Robot. Maybe we'll get it next time.
Yeah. Does he have any new ones coming up?
Let's go see it.
I think so. He did more. Have you ever seen a Men in Black or a Bad Boys?
Oh, I forgot about Bad Boys.
I've seen Bad Boys. Is it good?
Yeah, it's Martin Lawrence.
Guy? So that's why they're buddies. Okay.
Yeah, it's funny.
I didn't even. I heard Concussion was a flop.
I heard Concussion was hard to remember. It's kind of forgettable.
Yeah, forgettable. I remember seeing Concussion, but I just can't.
I can't
remember the details of it.
I don't know anything about Concussion.
Focus was another one of his. Decent reviews with Margot Robbie.
Margot, she's nice. Talk about Eva Mendes. Oh,
ooh, crush on Margot.
Yeah,
and I'm amazed. She's Australian. I'm amazed at how these people can just totally change their accent.
Yeah, right.
I guess there's just a lot of practice. You can do it, but
like how Ed Sheeran sings.
Oh yeah,
because he talks very British.
Yeah. Hope you enjoy the song. I don't care. How are you doing this, Ed?
That was great.
My new song, I Don't Care, coming out now. I don't care. You got to pander to these Americans.
Yeah.
Smart.
Louis Capaldi's kind of like that, too. Super Scottish.
Oh, yeah. Hope you enjoy the record. Somebody that... I don't remember the song. Oh, that one song is amazing.
He has a lot of amazing songs.
And then the day bleeds. Yeah.
But yeah, that Scottish of a singer.
I listened to his song Bruises 5 to 6 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this song's cool. This guy's voice is crazy, man. I've never like heard one like this. I like this. And then started blowing up one day.
Yeah, you were way ahead of it. Because I thought I was cool. Because I found one of his songs like maybe a year ago. But I mean, that's not even close to like,
true,
you know, riding the wave.
Right.
As Odell would say.
The wave. I'm trying to think.
Wait, what's the question? What's the wave?
What's the wave?
What's the wave?
Yo, Friday, what's the wave? We'll send that. It's the best
weekend coming up.
I had trying to think of any other encounters. Antonio Brown, that one's not aged well, but He was nice, but little things like he was there as a visa athlete. So they're like, hey, we're supposed to, Antonio, we're going to pick you up at 9 a.m. And I guess they'd show up at 9 a.m. and knock and call him and he wasn't answering. And then you could literally see him posting on Snapchat.
No like, way.
Chilling by the pool. Like, okay.
That's kind of funny.
It's bizarre because I'd be like, can you just be like, okay, we're done with you, Antonio. Like, you're not getting paid. But the truth is he doesn't care that much about that money.
Yeah.
He has so much. And the truth is they really care about his like face being with their brand so that it, he just gets to do whatever he wants.
He's got him. I used to, I have two examples of that. Of like people I've met where I'm like, well, it used to be cool to say Matt Lauer. Not as cool to say anymore. That was Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
Extreme example. And then
where'd
even
you meet him?
Today's show. And then even Logan Paul.
Did he invite you back to his office? Sure hope not.
He said, nah, never mind. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, let's maybe.
He did not.
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul was super cool to say I met at a certain point in time and then not very good to say after he kind of did some no-no. Nothing illegal. Not like Matt Lauer bad, but just like, you know.
Yeah, he's on prison.
Yeah.
Is Matt Lauer in prison?
He probably is. Probably on his way if he's not there yet.
Not a good place.
But Logan Paul's not as bad to say anymore.
Have I introduced you to anyone cool? Jake used to be a trick shot YouTuber and that's how you met these people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But anyone
I had
else?
A wild year of my life before Trey. I was like, oh, this will continue.
I mean, I'm currently the Kelly Clarkson show reached out.
Oh, I meant to.
So I might do a Skype call with Kelly.
Oh, yeah. What is the latest on that?
You make you wrong. What if I just went rogue? And she's like, I love your videos. Like, you're so funny. And I just go, Kelly, hold on a second.
Because of you,
I understand too. She'd be like, oh my gosh, what is this? I'm like, no, this is my show now.
Got about 3 more minutes left, so
it could be
just
worth
please
doing.
Don't interrupt me.
if it was live, I don't think any of those ever do a live thing, but just step on her toes and just sing her song. Like,
5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, they reached out randomly and they're like, we need you to send in a little video. I think it's like their team reached out, like, we're going to show this to Kelly. So I'm sure she like kind of just sits there and they're like, here's the list of people you could like maybe talk to.
Yeah.
So it's just a 40-second interview going, and they're like, make sure you know, have a big entrance, a lot of interviews. So I'm just like, hi, Kelly, I'm Trey. I'm 27 from Oklahoma and I make video. You know, I'm like, I don't even care that much about those.
Because they reached out specifically. I even got the email, not to brag too. It's about the COVID coma video.
The COVID coma video.
So
that one particularly.
What did they say more? Like
they're just like, do a little intro video and then in it say your name, where you're from. How long have you been making videos? Like what brings you joy in making videos? And like how did this particular video come about and the process or something?
And how did the hit single Because of You inspire you to make this video?
Yeah. Whenever I think of all those COVID pinches, I just hope that they can be stronger, stand a little taller. I'm going to do that to her. Sorry, Kelly. I'm just a big fan.
Sorry, I just can't help myself around you. American Idol.
Da, 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 and I need you. Oh, that's not. Sorry, Kelly. Sorry, Kelly.
Sorry.
How offensive would that be to someone?
How was Ruben Studdard, though? What was he like?
Yeah.
Different season. Dang it. I was one season off.
Ruben, hope he's doing well.
I'm sure you've introduced me to some people.
Dude, there's gotta be
Jefferson Bethke.
Jefferson Bethke. dude, I got you in with that world. So
plenty more where that came from.
Star of the hit series Little People Big World, the Roloffs.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I had not seen the show before, so I was unaware.
No, yes, you had.
I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, I've never seen an episode of my life, but that's cool that you did that. I'm sure there's been others.
Kind of.
No one. Hey, it's not about the people. It's about the memories and the places. Yeah. And no one else has ever taken me.
Well, yesterday
to the cutest little bed and breakfast in Vermont.
Yeah.
In the fall.
True. Yep. Yeah. I guess it's Matt and Ariel.
Yeah, they're super cool.
But yeah, we're not. Yeah, that's.
We just
like I said. I've gotten hit up and followed by quite a few people. But yeah, I guess I could hit them up and like hang out with them. But I don't really see the value in that.
And what I was doing back in the day, like there was a lot of growth and a lot of opportunity when you collaborate with people. Like what we're doing is like things are going well. I don't know
That's
how much
I found,
more.
I tried to do the collab games, like I should do this. And it just, I was like, that was a waste of my time.
Yeah.
So just, I've somehow crafted a way where we can never leave this house. So good for 2020, but it's a little old.
Yeah, it was very timely.
No, it's great.
It's great.
Gonna have a new Moving, sold my house. Good news.
Congrats.
To a sweet couple. I think they're familiar with who I am, so I'm really excited to, I don't know if I'll meet them. I don't know how that works.
I don't know, but
I'm excited to move. I think we're going to probably have a weird setup recording the pods for a few weeks, but then I think we're going to do it big with a new studio. I think it's time.
Let's go.
I think it's time. So I don't know how that works, but we'll make it work.
Can I put in some requests?
Yes.
I've always wanted a revolving door. Looks like a bookcase, but you hit the right book. Not a bookcase, podcast studio.
That can make sense in my house.
So that's one thing I'm not willing to budge on.
Okay.
Right off the bat.
All right, let me get a hold of the contractor.
I would like some sort of, like, I sometimes get thirsty when I podcast. A fountain here, but it's not water. It's whatever I want at the time.
Right. Okay.
Like a cream soda or chocolate milk.
And you just, so in the middle, you just kind of lean over and just.
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
Get a little, yeah.
Okay, I'm good.
Chocolate milk ASMR.
That's smart. Oh, those aren't bad ideas.
What else would you want? Unlimited budget. What would you put in your podcast studio?
Will Smith.
Will Smith would be there at all times.
He would just be like, Will, sit there. I think he wouldn't say anything. Just, he wouldn't say anything. Because maybe in the 2000s, but now.
Just want your presence. Mm-hmm. Don't look at me. Yeah. I would want like an exotic cat, I think, at my left. Like a cheetah just sitting there that I can pet. And the cheetah also doesn't say anything.
Huh.
Will and the cheetah can look at each other. It'd be fun to pet something. Or something in my lap.
That we actually might need to get a podcast pet.
A podcast pet.
Just a cat. So you're not awkward with your hands. You just kind of hold a little kitty right
Not
here.
Kidding. I would do it. I would pet a cat.
Be helpful. Maybe
podcast.
A rabbit. I'm trying to think of something realistic. A rabbit might be good.
The cat's purrs could get in the way,
yeah,
audio wise.
Rabbit will just sit there. There's so many rabbits around here. We can just grab one probably.
Just grab one, relocate it.
I met someone once who had pet squirrels.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
Is she normal?
Yeah. Actually, you wouldn't peg them as squirrel people. But, you know, in their defense, I guess it was deal where, like, he was a war vet and this weird circumstance happened where they came into some squirrels and it helped his, like, his PTSD.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, that does give a lot of. It's one thing if you're just like, we just illegally confiscated some squirrels because we love squirrels.
Do and they're
just
not like, tell the city.
Please stay away from me.
Yeah.
But it was a certain situation to that. But I think it is a deal where, like, they had an issue where some, you know, there's some kind of game committee. I'm sure you know more country boy. Yeah. No, you don't know. But there's something like that where somehow they got word of it and they, because I think he posted on social media and they're like, we, you know, we got some intel that you got some illegal animals back here. Like,
yeah,
we're confiscating them. So somehow they worked around that. And now it's a deal where it's like they kind of have these underground squirrels.
It's like a service squirrel.
Yeah.
Like
service squirrels.
You can fly with them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can't. It's not a flying squirrel.
Yeah. It's different than a flying squirrel. You can fly with
it. It's not a flying squirrel. It is. It's neither a flying squirrel or a flying squirrel or a flying squirrel. Stay at home ordered squirrel. Yeah. So been great for the pandemic. But they. Could you imagine getting on a Southwest flying the guy next to it as a squirrel? Like, all right, I got to start flying Delta.
Yeah, or Southwest is just like, peanuts or pretzels? You just like nod over, like, what do you think? It's a squirrel. I'm going to take the peanuts.
Pretty obvious. Okay.
I have a squirrel in my lap.
Sir, where today we have either a Will Smith movie or Alvin and the Chipmunks. Dude, squirrels and chipmunks do not get along. Or are they friends? You ever seen a chipmunk?
Yeah, very tiny.
I hadn't. They don't have them in Oklahoma, but they do up in the Midwest.
They do here.
They're funny, cute little animal.
Yeah, they're
quick.
Nice.
They're quick.
They're very, very agile.
Yeah. They're quick.
Defensive backs.
D-backs, yeah. Squirrels a little more. They're going to be outside linebacker vibes.
Yeah, a little huskier at times. Bushy tail.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was I going to say about squirrels? Oh, just that sounds very nice that he was able to like soothe, calm, whatever, his PTSD. Mm-hmm. But I'm so curious about how he got from point A, which is PTSD, to point B, which is squirrels.
Service squirrel.
Like how... Did they try
the
other
story
animals?
Was something like,
how do you discover?
Oh, I think
that?
It was something where they came upon like a harmed squirrel or baby squirrel like in the wild or something.
Sweet.
And decided to bring it back like with his kids. It's like a fun little like, we'll nurse back to health, which I would never do.
No.
But, you know, you're kind of like, okay, see how that could happen. And then, you know, mixed with PTSD, I guess he kind of like attached himself to these and like,
nice.
Now these are my pets now.
Nice.
So I think that's kind of the story, more okay. or less.
You ever seen an albino squirrel?
No.
We have one in my list. Neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah, at least one.
Camp out there.
I assume it's one. It could be a whole family. I don't know how it works, but yeah. I mean, I see them at least once a week. Wow. Pretty easy to see. It's cool.
Just white as snow.
Very white. I think it's why it's so easy to see, because it doesn't really blend in.
I think if you run over that albino squirrel, you're going to like teleport to another dimension or something.
Yeah, or it's like bad luck for 7 years. I can never remember those things.
Right. It's probably both.
Where we're going, we don't need squirrels.
You know that like 7 years thing's a myth?
What? Like I heard the email forward? Yeah, I figured I wasn't going to get bad luck. If I didn't
No, I mean, I'm sorry. I was thinking without talking. If you swallow gum, it'll be in there for 7 years.
Oh, that's what you were saying.
Yeah. I swallowed a whole pack of Hubba Bubba. I didn't eat between 5 and 12.
Really?
Never had to.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you told scientists?
No. Similar to the squirrel thing, they'll lock me up.
Best just to keep it to yourself.
Less guests. This is an exclusive here.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell. Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. So my colonoscopy will be a trip.
It'll be a sticky one. I heard that your taste buds change every 7 years. Like, actually, I heard that. I don't know if that's true or
really?
Not.
Really?
Yeah.
You definitely, like, I've just this year really come into my own with tomatoes.
Good for you, man.
So I grew up in a non-tomato house. We don't like tomatoes. So, yeah. Of course, you, like, don't like tomatoes. And then I ate a tomato. I'm like, these aren't that bad. But that's where my relationship with tomatoes was. It was like, I don't mind them. I don't love them. But I had a fresh, I think, like, local farm grown heirloom tomato BLT.
Holy cow.
And I was like, I want more of these. And now every time I've seen heirloom tomato somewhere, I've been getting it and it's been blowing my
mind. Throw it on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Tomato guy.
Do you feel like there's a food you've like latched onto in the past year? Or like, I never loved this, but wow, this is my jam now.
I'm sure there's something. I can't think of it, but yeah, I've been trying to.
Maybe no soda? Are you no soda guy for life now?
Yeah, still no soda. I don't know. Yeah, this is sparkling water. This is fine. This is soda.
Doesn't it taste like soda?
I mean, it has that like kind of like burn a little bit in your throat or like that sizzle. That's what I love, you know? Yeah. Gone no soda. I don't know how long it's been, 3 or 4 months now. Every now and then I'll try it, like probably once every 2 months. I'll like have it. Just be like, do I love this? And I don't anymore. Mm-hmm. It tastes so syrupy now.
See, that happens.
It's weird.
It's almost sad. It's like saying goodbye to an old friend.
Yeah, it's like, I used to love this so much. It's crazy. We've just grown apart. I'm a different person now.
That's so true.
You've changed.
So you're not a caffeine guy in any way.
I don't need it.
You don't, because I feel like all that soda you're drinking might have gotten you like hooked on caffeine, but no.
No, I was always pretty proud of that. You know, I'd drink a ton of soda, and then this is like years ago, but then I'd go off to summer camp for 3 straight months of no soda, and I was always fine.
I'm proud of that too. I'd actually Katie to get me a coffee at like 11:30, more just because I wanted it. But I woke up this morning and I felt like I slept really well. I was like, I'm just going to skip the coffee. I'm not going to like go straight to coffee this morning. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm proud of that. There's some people like, I was talking to a buddy. He goes, oh, if I don't have coffee by about 4 or 5 p.m., I have basically a migraine.
Really?
I'm like, oh my gosh.
You're not that healthy.
That's addicted.
Dang.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite literally a drug. So it if is. You get That's hooked why
I
on
liked,
it.
I think people like the coffee videos. Like, best part of waking up is starting it with a cup of drugs.
If you're a coffee addict, you are addicted to drugs.
I listened to a little Audible original on caffeine, just a few hours.
Okay.
Very interesting, but just how caffeine really came into humanity in like the 1600s.
Okay.
And it was kind of predominantly coffee. Well, I think tea and caffeine existed thousands of years ago, but it like, in terms of like the majority of the world, like using the drug of caffeine is really in the past 400 or 500 years.
Okay.
Coffee became big in Europe. And the why tea is big in Europe now and not coffee was just simply kind of like a logistics thing where like it was much cheaper. They had greater access to tea leaves than coffee beans.
Because we're getting everything from like Central and South America.
Gotcha. So that's really why.
Huh. That's interesting.
Which I thought was interesting. But kind of, he just spoke on how strange and like the story of it, how for a while, you know, it was kind of I don't know what's like a negative word. It was, I can't think of the word I wanted before, but a lot of people weren't sure about it, looked down on it, you know, this is kind of a drug. But then a lot of people saw it as kind of a new, like healthier not sinful way of indulging. Of
oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. So it's funny like how it does that. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people are like, "You drinking's bad," but I'm literally addicted to a drug. So
it is interesting.
It's fascinating to me because I
we've normalized.
And it's just how it's really fascinating. The majority of the population just like runs on a baseline of like being on a psychoactive drug.
Nice. Good for us.
It's wild. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. I'm glad that I'm in a healthy spot with all that stuff because that would be scary. I was like, yeah, I do have this one thing. I have to have coffee every day or I freak out.
I get it. Yeah. I mean, Katie's that way. She's like, I got to try to not have it for a few days because I definitely have a headache if I miss it. Like, okay. Crazy person.
That's not good.
No. But it's also great stuff. I love coffee. I drink too much of it all the time.
You do love cold brews. You have a lot of cold brews.
I love cold brews. I'm going to miss. That's one of my favorite parts of summer. When about April time, or when you woke up, it was nice and warm.
Yeah.
Switched from hot to cold. Cold brew is so good. And for me, I have enough. I'm awake and I have energy. It's just fun to be like a lot of energy.
Yeah, just something to sip on. A little extra boost.
It's all good. I feel like we've been talking a while. Oh my gosh. Well, a
few hours? How long has it been?
It's been we usually do like 45 minutes. You guys get a little long episode. Hope you enjoy it. I had a cold brew like an hour ago, so I'm really. Do Less Guess, thanks again for listening. Hope you enjoy episode 6 of the Do Less God Bless podcast tomorrow on Friday.
You betcha.
And have a great weekend.
Who runs the world? Squirrels.
Squirrels.